Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Always live on the free Odyssey app, and we can't stress this enough. Download the Odyssey app onto your smartphone, whether it's iOS, whether it's Android, no matter what it is, download it now. Sign up. It's completely free. You just got to enter your email address. I think you can even sign in with Facebook. Super simple. Search ESPN 1320. Save us as your favorite radio station. You can listen to us anywhere at any time. You can listen to us on demand. You can listen to the podcast right there from the Odyssey app. But when you save us as your favorite radio station, you get alerted when we go live, which we're going to start doing a lot over there on that app. And our plan is to launch that go live feature this weekend. So download, save ESPN 1320 as your favorite radio station. Those push notifications will be on. And when we go live after the Kings and Wolves, is it the Wolves? Yeah, the Kings and Timberwolves on Saturday. You'll get alerted, which will be right around the time the Royal Rumble is ending. We'll go live there. And then, likely depending on the outcome, we may go live on Sunday as well.
We may go live on Sunday.
This is Odyssey exclusive, though. This isn't YouTube. Yeah. It's not Twitch. It's exclusive to that Odyssey app, so download us.
What are you chuckling at? Nah, man.
I'll be over here being the company, man, pushing the company business forward, and I look over at Kenny, and he's cackling.
I'm reading that damn chatty house, man, and I'm not even going to read what I read.
Look at Roddy. Roddy sees it.
Nah, I don't know if y'all saw the same thing. Wizzo Mac, with the wildest scenario.
Wizzo Mac, Wilt Chamberlain body count look like his stat lines.
It ain't even that one.
Oh, it's not that one? Damn, there's one stronger than that.
Jeez. I don't even know. I want to put it up there, man. Maybe it's a commercial exclusive. Oh,
yeah. Well. All right.
Come on, man.
Chatty House is its own group of characters right there on YouTube, on Twitch.
What's on, man? Come on, man.
And on Facebook Live as well. Coach Molly said, I downloaded Odyssey just for those special moments. Looking out.
It's gonna be popping this weekend.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Saturday's gonna be a lot of fun for a lot of reasons. The Kings game and the Royal Rumble. And I'm going to be drinking when we go live because it's Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be drinking too. I'll have a drink with you.
Oh. Yeah, let's get it in. Okay. But that doesn't happen very often.
It doesn't.
It only happens when you're stressed.
Oh, yeah.
Like when you walked into Echo and Rig. We walked into Echo and Rig. Kenny sits down, walked in way after us. I got to go get a drink. What? Ooh.
I needed a drink, man.
You did?
I drink socially, though. I don't really drink around the house.
Yeah.
I will on Saturday and Sunday, though. I'm gonna have a nice little taste.
Yeah, I think Jazz would appreciate it if you drank on Sunday, if that calmed you down a little bit. Because you're going to get on everybody's nerves on Sunday
afternoon. Somebody said it. I should have had a drink last Sunday. That was ridiculous.
I was pretty tense. I didn't even care, and I was tense. I was like, yo, this game is antsy. But that's just the love of... That's just the love of what you're watching in front
of you.
Did you hear? These two teams busting their ass.
I guess we could talk to Crocky about this. We don't have to go in depth about it. We're talking about it. But I was listening to the Locked On the other day, and he was talking about how Cowboys fans were, I don't know how you say it, like jealous of the Levi Stadium experience. And like it's a real football experience. Whereas at Jerry's World, like it's almost like what they say, wine and cheese crowd. Like, get mad if you stand up, you know, and all this other stuff. And they were looking at that playoff game, and they're like, man, we're getting cheated here at Jerry's World because they got a real football experience at Levi's. I never thought I'd hear that day when people would say something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. He That's really different. Went in depth on it. We'll save it for him so he could talk about it.
All right. Good stuff. We'll talk to Crocky. Crocky was talking about going to Philly.
Crocky be making moves.
Yeah, he do. He different. We are not
Crocky
built.
Makes moves.
We are not built like Eric Crocker whatsoever. Couple of NBA notes. Brandon Ingram is going to return tonight for the New Orleans Pelicans.
Good, man.
This whole thing with Brandon Ingram has been strange. You had the note from our man Scoop B earlier in the week that, if he can manage the pain, he's going to get out there and play. Mm. That doesn't sound good at all.
That was like 2 days ago.
Well, I mean, I guess that's all it boils down to. I guess it's how much hurt can you deal with? So they throw Brandon Ingram out there. They probably see things slipping away a little bit. They know Zion's still weeks away, so they want to get someone back to kind of steady the ship a little bit for him.
He's weeks away from being reevaluated.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, that's a solid
not
point.
Back till after the All-Star break. We talked last week, I think it was, about why not just hold AD out till after the All-Star break. Well, he's supposed to be back tonight.
Yeah. That was the other note. Yeah. Anthony Davis potentially back tonight. LeBron James goes for 40 plus last night. First player to score 40 against every team in the National Basketball Association.
Wow. Big ups to Bron.
That's incredible. They lost.
Yeah. I think
by a comfortable margin.
Yeah, the Clippers shot the hell out of the ball last night.
Can we
say the Lakers are done yet?
No.
Can we say they're done?
I don't think so.
They're done for the top six. I don't think they're done for the play-in. But okay. they're going to be – if they're going to be in the postseason, they're going to have to be in the play-in.
I was like, why are the Kings in first place on my standings?
That's what we are.
Well, I still have the points. I still have the points per game. We are, in fact, the ones. Lakers right now, 22-26. They are only 2.5 games behind the Golden State Warriors. The real story of last night's game, though, in my opinion, is the Los Angeles Clippers.
Yeah.
The Clippers, 3 straight wins for them, and they're not what we thought they would be entering the season yet. But you're starting to see 20-point nights from Kawhi. You're starting to see 20-point nights from Paul George, and it just comes back like playoff time. That team is a top six team. They're a difficult out. They're scary to me because I think they're well coached, and I think you could potentially get those two superstars hitting at the right time and create a lot of problems in the Western Conference playoffs.
Absolutely. I mean, the crazy thing about it, I'm being stubborn right now. I'm being stubborn. I'm not jumping off the NBA Finals prediction I had for them.
Okay.
Not doing
well, you said the Kings were going to the Finals yesterday.
I said they could.
I heard you. I heard you guarantee they were going to the playoff. The Finals.
I didn't take the deal. Oh, or no, sorry. I took the deal.
You did take the deal, coward. It's out there on social media. Deal or no deal.
I'm still my head spinning from that. I can't believe it. I just don't even know if I made the right decision.
I can't believe we played deal or no deal for like 20 minutes yesterday. I also can't believe we proposed that scenario to Coach Patrick.
We played deal or no deal with Sac State men's basketball coach.
It's probably why Monty McNair won't come on our show.
You see,
they're going to propose some stupid-ass deal to me, and I'm not going to answer
those. You
see,
we got an email shortly after that?
I did. Yeah. My man Ryan, he's looking out for us. I told you Ryan was listening to this like, you two idiots.
It was a very nice email. It wasn't mean or anything. It was informative.
It was very informative. I just imagine him typing that like, I swear to God, I can't wait till the season's over. Steven Adams out next 3 to 5 weeks. So that injury that kept him out of the Sacramento Kings game the other night, obviously pretty serious. PCL sprain in his right knee. Memphis has lost 3 in a row. This isn't a small loss for him, for them either. It's 11.5 rebounds out the door for the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
And it just speaks to, you know, all of this talking about Ingram. You tie in Zion, the Clippers working in their stars. You know, their process is a little bit different. And then now you've got, you know, Steven Adams. man, the Kings have been so fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Sabonis playing with a broken freaking hand, but he's playing with that hand injury. Keegan Murray's been able to play with his hand injury. De'Aaron took a couple of games off to regroup a little bit, mm-hmm. got him and then just hit the gas coming out of those two games. There have been little nicks and cuts here, but nothing knock on whatever the hell this is made of. Nothing long term that has put the Kings in a really compromising position. Thankfully, it was one of the reasons that the Chimezie Metu injury looked so dreadful the other night, is because there's obviously an immediate feel. Anytime you see non-contact injuries, like, oh, Chimezie gone for a while. And thankfully, we don't know when Chimezie Metu will be back, but we know he's on the floor. Mm-hmm. So obviously, it's not something that's going to keep him out long term. Even if he doesn't play tonight, it's not something that's going to keep him out long term.
Yeah, I just still saying my Hail Marys, man. Just get through the season. I need to go to the playoffs this year.
Indeed,
I need to go to the playoffs.
We'll come back. One other NBA note. We'll talk more Kings. We'll talk to Joe Davidson as well of the Sacramento Bee. And a quick note on the All-Star game that I think is spectacular. We've got that coming up as D'Lo and Casey continue on Sacramento Sports Leader. It's ESPN 1320.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
D'Lo and KC continues. Streaming live on the Odyssey app.
Caraway talking about how cool it was for a young Kenny Caraway, young high school athletes, to be mentioned in the Joe Davidson column over in the Sacramento Bee. Never happened to me. I was trash as a high school athlete, so I never got the Joe Davidson rub until I got a radio show, so better late than never.
Joe Davidson, I remember vividly when this show was created. Joe Davidson, the headline was, Barling makes his return to radio.
There we go. Brace yourselves. You know, it's the kicker headline. Hey, guys, good to join you. We were talking off the air about how cool it was to go to McClatchy practices and free throws, whether or not they were measured off correctly. And I probably had you guys practice extra because I couldn't make a free throw.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Never mind that it was mismarked and something right out of the state fair. But
it was all set up.
Kenny really hates when guys miss their free throws, too.
I do.
So
I do.
Your punishment
that's
is
how
to
I
join
know
us.
I wasn't there because I would have been mad at Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Make your free throws, Joe.
Yeah. Make a free throw or go run. Yes.
Harrison.
What's happening?
Harrison's averaging 30 points per game in 2023, but Kenny's screaming at the TV because he missed a free throw.
Free throw's big.
Hey, has Harrison Barnes shown some youth in recent games? He's had some baseline spin moves, some power over power guys. I'm thinking, there you go. And I did a story on him last year at the B, where maybe it was a couple of years ago. And the whole theme was he's a great locker room guy. And isn't that always important? And Jimmy Garoppolo is a great locker room guy for the 49ers. He could have soured all of that with all the roller coasters he's gone through. Not that kind of guy. And Harrison Barnes, same thing, and takes it personal. It's important to him. Coach Mike Brown's talked about that. You need a leader to help forge into the future. And the best players we know are Fox and Sabonis, but you got to have anchor guys. So it's neat to see Harrison Barnes with some takeover moves. Mm-hmm. He still got it, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, for sure. What you think about this Kings team, Joe? Like, you've seen a lot of Kings basketball, and I've been very – I've said it with my chest a number of times. This ain't no playing team. They're going to be in the top six.
No.
They're getting
I think when the season started, I think it was a play-in team. I would have argued that, you know, they have two really good players, mm-hmm. all-star candidates in De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis, but then surrounded by a bunch of solid contributors. Some people may call them spare parts and all that, but – man, they're working though. And what's going on with this offense? Just so prolific and so fun. The arena's filling up. I think it really starts with, I mean, I don't cover it every day, certainly like James Hamm and you guys, but Mike Brown is a unique leader. And I saw an example of that and did a story in the B last week or the week before where, you know, he's buddies with David Patrick, who you guys have on every week, the Sac State men's basketball coach, and they go to each other's games and they go to each other's practices. And I saw Mike Brown at a Sac State basketball game a couple weeks ago, and he's a man of the people, shaking hands and talking to people, taking pictures. You don't think this guy's not busy enough? And he does it because he's that kind of guy. And De'Aaron Fox joined him, and De'Aaron Fox talked to the Sac State basketball team after the game. They were all excited. You know, they're right there in a playoff push, and they made the time. So I think when you have coaches and leaders like Mike Brown and guys who are willing to dig in a little extra in the community like De'Aaron Fox, that's a fabulous foundation. We always talk about culture. Well, that's what Mike Brown brings, then he's been big. And people are talking about, is this guy a coach of the year candidate? Absolutely. Mm. No doubt. When you take a team that hasn't been to the playoffs since 2006, I covered the Kings a lot back in those days. And we've talked about it before, guys, and on social media, these fans are so overdue. They're so ready to blow that lid off of Golden One. And we're seeing examples of that. And I think it's so good for the city. It's so good for Sacramento. And it's good for fans there's a lot of fans who have invested a lot of time and emotions over the years, yeah. And not with a lot of rewards.
Yeah, Joe, and it's stories like that just constantly reminded me what a great job Mark Orr has done over there at Sac State, bringing in guys like David Patrick, guys like Mark Campbell, obviously what Troy Taylor was able to do heading to Stanford, and now the next steps that they're taking with their football program. And that is a university who just – they've got things going right.
Yeah, they do. And it starts with people again. And you talk about, I was talking to Mark Orr a couple of weeks ago for that story on Mike Brown and David Patrick. And he's known Brown and his story for years. And I think we all like an underdog. And Mike Brown was no five-star recruit in high school. He grinded his way up through the player ladder in college. And then certainly as a coach, as a volunteer assistant and all those kind of things. So those guys, like-minded people kind of gravitate to each other, and that's how the relationship started years ago with Mark Orr, David Patrick, and here it's come full circle. And you know, I guess the thing is, you hope the coaches aren't so successful they get plucked. And Mark Campbell's doing incredible work at Sac State women's basketball, and he's going to be a hot coaching commodity. He wants to build something here. David Patrick's going to remain a hot prospect. He's coached all over across the country. He's got some big challenges here, trying to win in a gym that's terrible, to be frank. And the baseball coach, Reggie Christensen, is a terrific coach. And the football program without Troy Taylor is going to be just fine. You know, really good and great leadership. It's great to see.
Absolutely. You know, a footnote, Casey, real quick to that is all of those coaches you just named, and you know, Joe, this is the name of the game. They can recruit.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And what is recruiting? I mean, it's the lifeblood of college athletics. And I don't think you can BS kids. You know, they know if a guy's pretty genuine, especially if you're in a living room recruiting mom and grandmom and father and uncle, whoever. Because a lot of times this is a family decision and a family commitment and family backing. And I think those coaches we've talked about, they're pretty genuine. They're really genuine. And Mike Brown's a genuine guy. Who wouldn't want to play for Mike Brown? Who wouldn't want to play for David Patrick? Yeah. Who wouldn't want to play for Troy Taylor or the Sac State coaches that are there now? I mean, that's you want to play for – I think we've all had coaches or teachers that – you know, didn't seem to have the passion or certainly didn't like the players. And we've all played for coaches who inspired us then and now.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Sac State is, I'm so excited about what's going on with that athletic department and that program, man, because it feels like it's something. You know, the baseball team has been good in the past, but it feels like on those, you know, those three specific sports, we haven't experienced them being good at the same time. And to see this going on right now, man, it's exciting to see.
It is. It is. Kenny, tell me about your shirt. Is that Texas Longhorns garb there?
It's WNBA.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Because you know what? I had a vision there, maybe a Danielle Viglione, but more she would be more of a shooter. But she's University of Texas, yeah. and played in the WNBA and is a longtime basketball camp and clinics and probably knows Sam Long well. And she's going to get inducted into, it's not really an induction, but her jersey is going to get retired the first week of December at her alma mater, Del Campo High School.
Oh, that's going to be really great.
So she's super moved by that. But you talk about a player who could play in any year. She's one of our all-time great girls basketball players from the early 90s. Damn. And we had another one in Andre Stojakovic, who's in the McDonald's All-American game. And what's the big deal? Well, the game's been around since 1977. LeBron James has been in it, and James Harden, and Dominic Wilkins, Isaiah Thomas, Magic Johnson. I mean, every who's who five-star recruit. And we've only had three guys picked ever.
Wow.
And the third one was Andre Stojakovic, the 6'7" Stanford-bound guard for Jesuit High School here in Sacramento, a longtime area powerhouse. And they had a nice little watch party of sorts to see the reveal. And he's a very likable guy. He's missed the last 3 weeks with a bad ankle foot, but he's due back any time. And, you know, the family with Paige Stojakovic, the former king, it's a great moment for them. And so that game will be at the end of March, March 28th, I think, in Houston. And Kenny, you've been around. Damien, you've been around. It's hard to make that game.
Yeah.
It happened before Bill Cartwright was at Oak Grove in the mid-70s before this game came about. Kevin Johnson became the mayor, NBA All-Star, led the state in scoring in 83, I think, with Sac High, didn't make it. There's 700 nominations every year. Matt Barnes didn't get on there. Ryan Anderson didn't get on there. And it's not because they're not good players. They're just, you know, there's just so many of them out there. So kudos to Andre. When the playoffs start, I think he'll be back in action. And you guys are going to come check him out. He is sensational player. He could drop 40 without dominating the ball. Mm. All within the offense and all the flow, and he'll set screens and he'll come off of screens and he could hit three pointers. He's a thunder dunker. He's got the Euro step, moves down the lane. He's a terrific student. You don't go to Stanford unless you're a really good student. So he's a fun watch. And I think the Delta League is delighted that he's been out because he could tear you up, but they're still rolling without him, which is a mark of a great team.
He's the truth, man. He's got everything in the bag. He absolutely does. Joe, who you said he's the third in this area? Who were the other two? Because I thought it would have been Cartwright, but you said that was before.
The game started in 77. Cartwright was a high school senior in 75. So DeMarcus Nelson.
That's the only guess I had.
Yeah.
Good guess. And 2004 graduate of Sheldon High School, the Oak Grove Unified. First three varsity seasons were at Vallejo High. That's how long I've been around it to be. I remember doing a big takeout on why would you transfer from Vallejo to Sacramento, and you know, you got to get to know everybody and you meet everybody. And he said, I need to get away. This was a mature kid then, because there's outside elements trying to seep in at Vallejo, trying to piggyback on his success. And he was offered by Mike Krzyzewski of Duke a full scholarship when he was a freshman, the youngest an ACC player at that time had ever been offered. And so he went on to Duke, and he played at Duke and played 12, 15 years professionally, played a little bit for the Warriors. He's still California's all-time career scorer with more than 33,000 points. And then the other one is Jordan Brown. He was our 2017 Player of the Year, the 6'10" post player deluxe from Wood Creek High School up in Roseville and Placer County. Mm-hmm. And he spent his senior year at Prolific Prep, one of those nationally ranked prep schools in Napa. But he played in the 2018 game. He had like 26 points and 10 rebounds and went to Nevada to play for Coach Eric Musselman. He's bounced around a little bit. I'm trying to remember where he is now, but a terrific player. And that's it. Wow. I mean, that's hard, man. Wow. And we've had a few girls make it. And because we appreciate girls, Those girls were Jen Hall, forward at Folsom in 2003. Mm. Vicky Ball, who played
Vicky Ball. Yeah, right. I was at the
Vicky Ball was so.
I was escorting Coach Summit to the gym at Sac High for her visit here.
How about that? And I remember we did a story on that, and she had and she's going to have her jersey retired at Sacramento High School in a couple of weeks. So it's neat to see this area giving back. And the other two girls who made it all time for the McDonald's All-American Girls game, Sarah James at Oak Ridge 2010, played at Stanford, and Mackenzie Forbes, an exceptional player at Folsom 2018, is at Harvard right now. That's which tells you how bright she is as a student. So it's hard to make those games, but we have girls and guys who make it every once in a while, and that's pretty cool.
Vicky was a monster.
Vicky was a
she just
problem.
Couldn't stay healthy.
She could post all of us up.
Yeah, if she stayed
and just
healthy,
power right through us. Yeah, and then she got slowed by injuries, if I remember, knee injuries, and yeah, good for her. I don't know what she's doing. It'd be worth catching up.
The you know what I saw a year ago. Maybe a little, but we were doing the show. I mentioned it on the show. There was some type of big three type event in Las Vegas, and they had a Sacramento team. Mike Bibby was playing, and Vicky Ball was on the team.
Mm. Oh, man.
Yeah. So she's.
See, Bibby would appreciate Ball because she'd set a high post screen so he could dribble around it, pull up. And she's got good enough hands to finish inside, so that's really cool.
She's still playing, and shout out to our guy Mark Wong in the chat. He knows everything about Sacramento. He also brings up that Jared McCain, who's now I think at Mater Dei. He started at
He's at Centennial, the state ranked powerhouse down there. He's I know what Mark's going with this. He grew up in the 916, grew up at Folsom, had an older brother who played basketball at Folsom. And then before his freshman year, went down to Centennial. And we did a story on that, on, you know, why would you leave? And his parents said, hey, you know, this is a lifetime decision to go to a big powerhouse, nationally ranked schedule to be on the biggest stage. He would have gotten a scholarship if he'd gone to any school. But he went down there and they won the state championship at Golden One last March, and he may have them there again. You know, this year they played Modesto Christian, because we might have a rematch, but that's a guy who would have done it. And here's so even without him, without McCain, Folsom boys basketball is our number one ranked team, and they have a Jesuits only local loss was to Folsom, and Folsom worked them over pretty good at a tournament at Sheldon, but Stojakovic didn't play, so there may be a rematch in the Division One playoffs. Come,
he a pro player, he an NBA guy.
Stojakovic, absolutely. Think so. I don't sense a one and done at Stanford. I think he likes being a good student. I think he'd like to play down there. But you know, if he can do well in that conference at Stanford, I think he can. He's just I don't know how you stop him. He's as unstoppable as a high school kid as I ever remember. And I'm not talking a post player who could just thunder on everybody, but you know, he could post you up. He can, you know, all of his Euro steps. He's slithery. I saw him dunk a bunch of times already this season. I miss seeing him play. He's just a real delight to play. And I can't emphasize it enough, guys. He can dominate a game without having to have the ball the whole time, if that makes sense. It's not like it's all about him. And their coach Tim Kelly's got a really good team. Even without him, they probably have gone 10-1 without him.
Yeah, they're the truth, man. I can't wait for these playoffs, man. You mentioned Folsom. Shout out to my young guy David Young, man, over there at Folsom doing his thing. I played with his dad, and he's just as good as his dad was.
Oh, they're superbly coached. I'm sure the dad will tell you that. Mike Wall's the coach, Matt Mills the assistant. I mean, they'll set screens, they box out. And I was talking to the coach about that, and he's closing in on 500 wins. I said it hasn't changed, has it? Where basketball fundamentals is protect the ball, rebound, box. I mean, it still matters because it's everything. Mm-hmm. It's everything. We have more freshmen playing varsity. We have more three-point shooting than ever. Thank you to Stephen Curry, if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But you still got to have the fundamentals or you're just going to get worked over.
Joe, we appreciate you as always, man. Thanks for carving some time out for us.
Always good, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Joe. And then confirmation, Joe made it off the mountain.
I know. I meant to talk to Joe about that. We want to let everybody know. Because last time we saw him, Joe said, I'm about to climb this mountain. Looked like Mount Everest. I'm like, why are you doing that, Joe?
Might as well have been Mount Everest. Any mountain is Mount Everest. But thank goodness, confirmation. Joe is safe. Because someone brought it up in the chat. Hey, did Joe make it off the mountain? It was like, wait a minute. Has anybody seen Joe D tweet? Jody has, in fact, been tweeting it. Yes, confirmation that he is safe, healthy, and happy.
Yeah.
Hunter Patterson is going to join us. Hunter Patterson of The Athletic is going to join us here in just a few minutes. He wrote a great article on The Beam.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to know about The Beam, man. The source of having the opportunity to experience it Friday night for the first time.
It's magical, right?
It is. It's no joke. It is a tremendous source of happiness. It's a purple light in the sky, and it is just this overwhelming feeling of joy and excitement, and people standing around, and it's freezing outside, but like they ain't going nowhere because they taking their pictures in front of the beam. They just mingling in Doko.
Yeah,
and I'll just go back to when this team started to win games. Don't let this team be good, man.
Ooh-wee.
Don't let this team be good.
Get my coffee.
And I'm very confident that the Sacramento Kings are going to have two players selected for the All-Star game. And what we learned yesterday, those teams aren't going to be drafted a week or two in advance on TNT anymore. Those teams are going to be drafted day of. So do you just have both jerseys ready?
Yeah, why not?
I'm not insinuating the NBA can't afford it. I'm just trying to figure out how this. They're fine. I'm just like, you just have a jersey for, I assume, Team Bron and Team Giannis, and that's how it's going to go?
It
hasn't been official that it's going to be Team Bron and Team Giannis. I just going off the last voting counts. I'm pretty sure that's what it'll be.
And it's gonna be live on, I think, as late as like NBA tip-off. So that's like an hour before the game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't.
I guess it doesn't matter. You just go out there and warm up in a generic All-Star uniform. Yeah.
What I do wonder is, how is it going to happen? Like, is it still like, are they going to bring LeBron and Giannis, I'm assuming, up to the set? And then
you got to do it like the playground.
I was just about to say,
you got to do it. Line everybody up
on the court.
That's how you do it. You line everybody up on the floor, and LeBron, with the first pick in the draft, selects Domantas Sabonis, obviously. And then Giannis goes, well, I need a leader for my team, so I'm gonna select De'Aaron Fox. So the first two picks of the All-Star draft will be Sacramento Kings.
It should be.
That's the way it should be. Yeah. And then you kind of go from there.
See, and this is crazy because like sometimes when I'm working a camp or working with kids, I'll let the two, I end up getting like two of the best players, separate them, put them on different teams, and I'll let them pick to
privately.
Well, no, they'll pick. They'll be like, I want Jimmy. I'll take Jared.
Okay.
I'll take Reed, da-da-da-da. And then when you get down to, like, the final four kids left, I usually be like, all right, hey, you go that team, go that team. They're not going to do that for the NBA.
No, they're not.
The final four guys, they're going to be one guy. They're going to be two guys just standing there.
Nothing will ever be, this will be different because you'll get the live reaction. But the year Kevin Durant didn't want to pick James Harden, that was an all-timer just because LeBron was baiting him into it. He was baiting him into it, and he was laughing at everything. Kevin Durant didn't crack a smile until the very end. This will be interesting because you'll be getting facial expressions and reactions.
I like it. I love it.
We just point something out.
Tyler brings up a good point. In the chat, he said Fox is definitely going on LeBron's team.
Hey, let's go.
Got that clutch connection.
That's a good call. I need a floor general. I need Clutch's newest asset, De'Aaron Fox.
I'd love to play with a guy like De'Aaron Fox. You know what I'm saying? The game would be so easy. So you don't have to come here.
LeBron. That's cool. You can come to Sacramento.
Yeah, you don't have to come here.
Yeah, we'll
he ain't going down there.
We'll make room for you.
Yeah.
I mean, if Brady can play at 46, then LeBron can play at 39 in Sacramento.
Facts.
He's welcome to come here. You know, we'll talk about the contract. We'll talk about all that.
We'll work that out.
We'll get that worked out.
We'll work that out. Did you, real quick, because we were talking about high schoolers and stuff like that. Did you hear about what some like college recruiters are talking about their experience trying to recruit Bronny?
I didn't.
They said they have to make an appointment with Savannah's publicist or assistant. It can only be on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And that's, you got to get to Savannah before you even think about talking to Bronny. And you can't even get to Savannah without getting in touch with the publicist. Like,
I get that.
They're like, it's impossible.
But I get, but it's probably designed that way. Because who doesn't want to recruit Bronny?
Yeah, I know. I don't have a problem with it. I'm just like, they making these people squirm.
Think it's squirm. It's like, yeah, look, not everyone gets to talk to my son. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And not everybody gets the rub of the James family. I don't have no issue with that.
I don't
at
have
all.
No issue. Yeah. I love how they're flipping it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, yeah, you guys come in here and play by the rules.
Yeah.
Play by the rules. These are the rules that are set. Only on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Just send that man to Oregon already. He probably got a lifetime deal with Nike just like his dad. Just send
Definitely.
That man to Oregon.
As long as he don't go to Ohio State. I'm all right with
I
that.
Don't think he's going to Ohio State. I think he's either going to Duke or Oregon.
Duke is struggling this year. Mm.
Well.
Not the women.
Yeah, the women ain't struggling.
The men are struggling. I like.
No, that's not my problem.
I like Coach Shire, too.
Yeah.
I like him as a coach. I like him
it's
as a
tough,
player.
It's a tough. That's a tough game.
And when I say struggling, they're like in the tournament.
No, it's tough to be the man after the man, mm-hmm. right? And Hunter Patterson is the man. He wrote about the beam for The Athletic. We will talk to him, and he's been covering the Kings. I mean, I think he's been at virtually every Kings game this year.
I see him every time I'm there.
Yeah, we'll talk to him when we return here. Plus, we got Eric Crocker coming up. James Hamm is in the building. I don't know exactly where, but he is, in fact, here. So we've got all that coming up here on this game day with D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
D'Lo and KC. D'Lo and KC continues on ESPN 1320.
I got Hunter Patterson of The Athletic going to join us in just a couple of minutes. He's wrapping up a meeting. Everybody wants to talk to him after his article about lighting the beam. Over there on The Athletic.
That's Blue Chipper right there.
It is indeed Blue Chipper. It's also nice back-to-back days to have some articles from The Athletic on the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Anthony Slater did some work yesterday. Hunter Patterson did some work today. And a group that's been ignored here, and rightfully so for the last 16, 17 years, it's nice to have some positive content out there about the Sacramento Kings. That's not coming from me, you, James, our circle of people here who cover the Kings, it's coming from these national outlets.
Yeah, man, it's starting to take notice. I haven't listened to it, but I saw Windhorse had his podcast on talking about the Kings. He wrote something about it. I need to go check that out. So, people starting to pay attention. It's all good.
Coming around here, and it was clear no one bought it early.
No one,
and it's like, okay, we're over halfway through the season. This team is in the third spot. Not only in the third spot, but then in the third spot by like a couple of games.
Yeah.
All right, let's start paying some attention here to the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a level of belief now that there wasn't there 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, it's changed that quick. I was listening to the Kings beat, and I think both Sean and Brendan were like, yo, I do think they're going to take care of business and be a playoff, be a top 16, but there's always that little shadow of doubt. And I understand it. I get it. Nothing's a guarantee. But barring injury, I don't see this team falling off the face of the earth. I don't see this team – I don't see this team falling off the face of the earth, and I don't know why Utah, Minnesota, Dallas would get the benefit of the doubt to take them out.
Right.
Like, I haven't seen anything from them this year that makes me think, Dallas is going to turn up in the second half. Don't see it.
Let's bring in our guy, Hunter Patterson of The Athletic. We'll get to that article, Hunter, that you wrote on the beam here in just a heartbeat. But what do you think about what Casey just said? You've watched this team as closely as we have this year. What do you think about the Kings' chances moving forward?
Well, appreciate y'all having me on. Moving forward, though, I think I see improvements more than anything. We see I don't see their offense slipping at any point. So it's a matter of time before, I mean, the guys, they got to get in the stance and guard somebody. So that's been the biggest issue. They've been giving up a lot of offensive rebounds as well. So just minor things that I think can become larger issues that they need to clean up moving forward.
Every time Hunter comes on the show, I feel the need to lower my voice.
you gotta match that energy.
Every single
gotta match that baritone.
I feel like I gotta. I'm gonna talk a little slower, like I'm about to introduce Johnny Gill. My.
Hunter, yeah, I agree with you, man. They've got to figure out a way to play some better defense. I'm not expecting them to turn into the mid 2000s Pistons, but. They've got to play some better defense. But what do you think about the notion that I always preach is, you know, to a certain degree, their offense is a little bit of their defense. The pressure they put on other teams to keep up on the offensive end, I feel like sometimes they use that as their defense and they use it effectively as their defense. What do you think about that notion?
I agree. I think especially just as competitive as these guys are, if somebody is kind of like Kevin Herter gives you back-to-back three, somebody's probably at some point going to want to respond. So that could lead to not the best looks, guys forcing shots and trying to go one-on-one. So sometimes the way that they're firing on all cylinders on offense kind of can stifle the way guys play on the other end, I think.
Let's get to the beam. Let's get to the story that you wrote in The Athletic today. I think the number one question, and I think you answered it, the number one question everybody has is, where did this come from? Where did the idea for the beam come from, and what did your research tell you?
So the owner, Vivek Renadiv, he and the – I want to say – he runs business operations, John Reinhart.
Mm-hmm.
Those two were having conversations pretty early on. John Reinhart had been in LA or Anaheim, more specifically at a Angels game, and saw the big A that they have in their parking lot, which I believe is 250 feet. It's pretty high.
That's
up.
Huge.
and they have a halo that lights up after every game. So he kind of brought that idea back to Vivek. He, being Vivek, then had a conversation with another friend of his who had unique experiences on Virgin airline flights. And he was telling Vivek, like, you got to figure out what your purple lights are going to be. And so, funny enough, the purple lights ended up being the beam.
That's tremendous.
That is.
You got to figure out what your purple lights are going to be.
Yeah, I don't know if Vivek...
I got these purple lights. What do I do with these? It's almost like the All-Star Game commercial was real. Hey, I got an idea. Purple laser beam.
What?
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a simple, I mean, not necessarily as simple as that, but they did have to go through like FAA. I don't want to mess the acronym.
No, I was about to ask that question. That's tremendous. You had to go through the people in charge of the flights.
Association, something like that.
Yeah.
Because obviously that could be an issue for planes flying over.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, I guess this area isn't frequently flown over. So.
Right.
I didn't really present any issues for planes and people trying to get wherever they're going.
You fly over the fields in the Thomas.
Yeah.
Thus the birth of Cowtown.
Right.
Is there do you remember the first time they lit the beam? Did you find that out? And what was there any fanfare to it? Did they just light it and people were like, hey, what the heck's going on? Like, do you remember the first time that you were able to
somebody walked
out?
Independence Day? The hell!
So I forget the date exactly, but growing up, I've always been a Heat fan. So they were playing the Heat, they won, and the beam was lit for the first time after that. And I think fans probably didn't expect it to be something that was going to be consistent and done every game, but it lives on, and it's something that it seems will definitely be done throughout the season, and then they'll probably reevaluate after that.
Yeah, this thing's gotta stay.
You think it stays forever?
Yeah, too much energy and the fans love it. So
I think it's gotta stay.
If the Kings ever go back, because I don't know when that's ever gonna happen, but they go back to not being good, then you just quietly
put the beam away. Yeah.
I don't know specifics, but I would have to imagine that's definitely an investment. So if you're not really getting a good return on your investment, you might have to definitely reevaluate.
This is absolutely a playoff story. Like, how much does it? This is something like Tom Rinaldi narrates over, you know, when the playoffs start. Like, how much does it cost for the beam to be lit, you know, from the time the game is over till midnight or whatever? Those are the types of questions that'll get answered.
Sacramento is often known for the river, for being close to Tahoe, for being close to the Bay Area, the capital city. And now, the beam.
The beam.
Exactly.
And then Tom will work in some way to make everyone cry. And then we'll.
A little girl once wanted to see the beam. She came all the way from D.C. and wasn't able to see the beam and cried at Flatstick Pub.
No one cries at Flatstick Pub. That's impossible. I remember the home opener. Kendrick Montgomery Block told us, our favorite member of the Kings, told us, you know, after every win, we're lighting this purple beam from the top of the Golden One Center. And I remember looking at her like, okay, bro, like, what? Right. All right. And then the Kings lost the first four games of the season, and I never thought about it again.
Completely forgot about it.
It never crossed my mind until I think it was that Miami game that Hunter mentioned right there. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember Kendra mentioned that. She was serious. It's a beam. Just shooting out from the top of the Golden One Center. All right. That's cool. Yeah. It's a tremendous source of happiness, Hunter. Like, if you're out there, I know you've got so much work to do after the games, but Kenny and I have an opportunity, you know, when we're around to leave after the game and, like, be out there with people, you know, exiting the building. It is an energy when that beam is lit, man.
Yeah, and, I mean, you see it even before the games are over. I mentioned it in the story, too. Like, there's fans who sometimes – I remember there was the altercation – the Rockets game, mm-hmm. Malik Monk and I think Garrison Matthews,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah.
Fans just started randomly chanting "Light the Beam," and it had nothing to do with them even winning. it's something that is, I mean, and on a serious note, like, I kind of wanted to convey it in the story too. Like, it's really been a source of empowerment for even local businesses who are now getting more action and more foot traffic because they're just near Golden One Center. So the Kings being good and having the success is good for the city for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It changes everything with the city when the Kings are good, man. And not just playing good basketball. It's all it all ties together. Like, if they were 27-19, but they had the 24th offense in basketball, like, we'd be excited, but like, dang, is that really fun? You know, or they didn't have the beam. Like, yeah, we won. We're playing good basketball. Like, okay. Like, this is fun.
They all go
this
together.
This is fun.
Yeah.
But the fact that there's this super explosive offensive team, you have the beam. It feels like a party every game at Doco. And then especially if they win, it's New Year's Eve.
Right. So, I mean, moving forward, I definitely think they plan to keep that going. And, hopefully they'll bring a beam to Utah at some point, or two beams with De'Aaron and Domas.
Yeah.
Will a ball drop from the top of the beam on New Year's?
That would be crazy.
Man.
Yeah, they got
it would be a hologram ball.
I'm about
wouldn't
to say,
be
that
a,
be Tupac-esque
would
be Tupac-esque.
It'd have to be a hologram ball. It wouldn't be a real ball, but... Oh, yeah, that'd be good stuff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.